You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. This is Ida Grace, and I am here today with a podcast on the Baby Adopter Dress Up app. I want to go through a couple of quick disclaimers before I start. First of all, I want to say that I did a podcast for this app years ago. However, it was called Milky Baby at the time, and now it is Baby Adopter Dress Up. And my podcast for that is no longer available on AppleViz, at least as far as I've been able to tell.
4:17 p.m.
Ah, I wanted to tell you a disclaimer about the voice I'm using too. But the app has gone through a couple of changes anyway, so I was given the green light to go ahead and make a new podcast. And the second disclaimer is involving the voice I am using. I am using American Siri Voice 5 because it is Pride season. And if you all were able to read the article that Apple put out, this voice was recorded by somebody in the LGBT community. So I thought with Pride Month approaching fast, I would keep this voice on through Pride season. However, as you'll notice as I demonstrate this app, it does have some delays. There is a little bit of delay between voiceover speech and voiceover sound. So you will notice that.
Comma, 4:18 p.m.
And it is 4:18 p.m. I am on the clock widget right now. So the first thing I want to let you know is when you first open the Baby Adopter Dress Up app, it's going to ask you if you want the app to send you notifications. I always turn that on, but all they do is notify you every 24 hours if you forget to feed the baby. So if you don't want the notifications turned on, you don't have to do it. Just know that if you're using this on an iPad like I am, the baby will cry and you won't get a vibration. You'll just get, because iPads don't have haptics, so you're just going to get the baby crying if you forget to feed the baby in 24 hours. I'm also using iPadOS 16 because the Siri voices do not auto-delete for voiceover as they do in iOS 17. They seem to be auto-deleting for voiceover users, but in iPadOS 16, they are not. So, my iPad is too old to update to 17, but it's a good thing because that means I can use my Pride season voice. So without further ado,
Siri,
I will open Baby Adopter Dress Up. Okay, now I haven't had this app open in a while, so it's going to tell me my baby is very mad, very hungry, and this is the music that the app plays.
Main heading. Gracie, 1,362 days old. Score, 605 points. Karma, 30,525. Mood, mad. Power, minus 28,094. Feeding, 1,6,8,7,4,8,9. Minimum, a go.
Minutes, it's supposed to be. But I'm gonna start over because I wanna show you how you do this from the very beginning. So I am gonna go down to the more.
Tab bar, more, tab, 8 of 8.
Tab, which is on the bottom right of the screen.
Selected, more, tab, 8 of 8.
And I'm gonna go into account.
More, edit, wink, plate, back, account, about, account, heading not found.
Come on.
Switch button.
There we go.
Tab bar. Selected. Summer. Costumes. Baby room. Restart. But.
Restart is the last thing.
Baby adopter dress up.
The last button you see in the account section is restart before the tab bar, which has 8 tabs. We'll go through those in a little bit.
The system will reset your game progress. Your game data will be deleted. Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yes.
Cancel. Okay, but. Alert. Baby adopter dress up. Command processed.
Awesome.
Okay, but. Uma. Cute little brat. No baby adopted yet. Please choose one of the 4 babies. Scroll down to view more.
Okay, so now we're on the main tab, but because I have no baby anymore, it's going to ask me to select one of the four babies. And this app has descriptions of each baby, so it's really cool.
Uma, cute little brown Indian baby girl with big eyes, dark hair with two small pink bands on the sides, standing with hands up to the sides, in orange t-shirt and purple pants.
Okay.
Sarah, cute Asian baby girl with big eyes, dark hair with two pink bands on the sides of the top of the head, standing with hands locked under the chin, and pink sleeveless shirt. Daniel, cute white baby boy with big eyes, tanned, dark hair, standing and pointing at himself with the right forefinger.
We're not gonna do that one because of heteronormativity, so.
Alex, cute little brown baby boy with big eyes, dark hair, standing with hands up to the sides, in white t-shirt and gray pants.
I think we're gonna have Sarah.
Dick. Sarah, cute Asian baby.
Mama, stop any food item to feed the baby.
Cute Asian baby girl with big eyes.
To keep the baby healthy, we need to feed the baby at least once per day, but need to wait half an hour after the previous meal.
Okay, that's a new feature they added as well. They give you actual verbal instructions, but they're not correct because it says you need to wait half an hour. You actually need to wait 45 minutes between feedings. So if you scroll down, a lot of the foods, these are the same as other baby adopter apps, which I've done podcasts on before. But we're going to scroll through and find something to feed the baby.
Pumpkin yogurt, yummy factor. 3 plus 25 points.
So all of these are just going to say plus 25 points. You get 25 points for each feeding. So I'm going to double tap here.
Select alert. Baby adopter dress up would like to send you notifications.
Okay, I don't know why it's giving that to me again because it already did, but.
Don't allow. Button. Baby adopter dress up. Continue. Button.
Okay, now we have a dialogue.
Activity, stay activity widget. Stay on top of your achievements and see the latest activity from friends right on your home screen.
Okay, so this is asking if you wanted to access Game Center.
Activity, tap the game. Your gameplay personal day, continue, button.
And I do not.
Let's sign out, button.
But I am going to get out of this just a minute here. Okay, sorry friends, it wasn't letting me hit the sign out button, but it finally did. So I signed out of Game Center because I don't want it to do that. I'm just interested in taking care of the baby. The first thing I want to do is turn this music off. So to do that, I'm going to go...
Tab bar. More. Tab. Eight.
To more.
Coffee. Egg main. Tab. 1 of 8.
And so the tab bar has 8 tabs. We'll explore those in just a minute. But we have the account screen still up.
Restart button.
And the last thing it has is the restart button, which we just did.
Switch button. Music.
Ah.
Switch button. Off.
Off. Oh, the sound of silence. Okay. So that's in your account screen, and the account is under the More tab. Okay, so let's explore these tabs, shall we? So the main tab is where you feed the baby and purchase clothing. And for this game, this is something that's different, that's been added, that is not in other baby adopter apps. You can dress the baby in certain costumes, but you have to have a certain amount of points and clothes to do it. So let me show you.
Restart, tab, pair, egg match, tab, 3 of 8.
Okay, so the egg match is a mini game that's available in other baby adopter apps. I haven't found it accessible, but then again, you're supposed to drag and drop, and I don't know how to do that, so.
Clothes store, tab. 4 of 8.
Okay, so the clothes store is where you're going to go to actually buy the clothing items. And then...
Baby room. Tab. Costumes. Tab. 6 of 8.
Costumes is where you'll go to actually change the baby into the costumes you've already bought. But...
Big clothes store. Tab. Selected. Clothes store. Tab. 4 of 8.
In the clothes store.
Clothes store. Heading. Score. 75 points.
So we have 75 points so far.
Light pink pants. Purple pink shirt with long sleeves with yellow stars for spring autumn. Image. Locked. Default clothes. 199 points.
Ah, so see, that's the first outfit that you need to purchase, but it's locked because we don't have enough points to do so yet. But there are ways to add up your points. I'll get to that. And if you keep swiping...
Dark purple pants, orange sundress with short purple sleeves for summer. Image. Purchase. Summer clothes. 0 points.
Some of these are available, so I'm going to double tap here. And the one thing I don't like about this app is that as soon as you do something, it takes you out of where you are and you go back to the main tab. That is something that it didn't used to do. So the accessibility kind of got broken on here. One way you can earn points, one slow way you can earn points, is by doing care actions. And to do that, you're going to go back to the tab bar.
Care tab. 2 of 8.
We earn points by feeding the child, doing care actions, hunting for eggs, and playing mini games.
Okay, so see, you have verbal instructions. Those will only happen the first time you enter into a tab. So that is what you do. Now, this care action screen has different care actions you can do.
Vertical scroll bar. You earn 5 points for each care action taken. Please wait at least 4 minutes between care actions to get points again.
And by the way, I'm swiping to the left because when I click on the tabs, for some reason, it keeps me in the tab bar rather than putting me back to the top of the screen. But if I swipe through these care actions, each one of these will add 5 points to your score.
Car seat plus 5, crayons plus 5 points, kiss baby plus 5 points, give some love plus 5, change diapers plus, grandma plus 5, Play-Doh plus 5, play with a dog plus, cat plus 5, bubbles plus 5, give hug plus 5, potty plus 5, take photo plus, give a bath plus, put to bed plus, railroad plus, take temperature plus, swing plus 5, walk to the park, sing a song, pacifier plus, book plus 5, ready for action. No care actions taken yet.
No care actions taken yet, so.
Ready for action.
And it's ready for actions. And once you do one of these, it starts counting down 4 minute timer, and I'll show you the sound effect it makes at the end. Each one of these care actions has a different sound to it.
Book plus 5 points.
And hopefully voiceover won't drown it out. In fact, you know what?
Speech off.
I turn the speech off so that when I double tap this book care action, you can actually hear the sound. It just sounds like a page is being flipped. And now if I turn speech back on and swipe, you'll be able to hear that it's now counting down.
Speech on. Please wait 3 minutes, 49 seconds.
Okay.
Last care, book.
Shows you the last care action that you have done. Now, another way you can earn points more quickly is by hunting for eggs. This is available in other games as well, other baby adopter games, but you need to be in a certain room, and once you find an egg, you have to double tap it to crack it right away, otherwise it might change locations. Once you double tap it and you've started cracking it, it will stay put until you hatch it, but if you do not double tap it and it hasn't been cracked yet and you move away from it, and I don't just mean swipe. If you go to a different area of the game and then try to come back and you haven't cracked the egg yet, the egg may be gone. So I'm gonna go down to
Bubbles plus 5 points.
The tab bar.
Tab bar, main tab, 1 of 8.
So let's see what rooms we have.
Selected, care, egg match, tab, clothes store, tab, 4 of 8, baby room, tab. 5 of 8.
Okay, so a lot of the rooms are going to be in the more tab, but we have the baby room.
Selected.
We spend
baby room,
points
tab.
By buying items for game locations and toys. The main goal of the game, keep the child healthy and collect all items and mini characters.
Okay, so that is what you hear the first time you go into the baby's room.
Clothes store, tab, Four.
But.
Baby room, tap.
The next time you go in, it'll do that. Cute little sound effect. So you only hear the verbal instructions once per time, unless, of course, you delete the app or start over, which I have done.
Egg camp main, buy purchase point, crib image. 0 points.
Okay, so we need 0 points for the crib. The crib is free, so to purchase this, you double tap on the image. Now, I want to tell you that if you don't see an egg in the room, you can make a purchase, and it's possible that an egg will appear in the room. So,
crib purchase points, buy necessary tab bump, buy crib 0 point, baby room, crib score, baby crib, baby room 0 point, crib image, changing table image.
Okay, so there's the crib. It makes that little chime noise and it plays the baby sound effect, and it didn't take me out of the room tab this time and back to the main tab. Good job. Okay, but now I want to check and see if there's an egg in this room yet. Because each time you crack an egg and hatch an egg, you get way more points than you do with feeding and caring for the baby. And it makes sense because the actions that you do that you have to wait longer in between, the longer you have to wait, the more points you get for doing them. And that makes sense. You know, you only have to wait 4 minutes between care actions and you get a small amount of points, but if you do them enough, you get them built up. And the feedings, you have to wait a little bit longer, but you get a few more points. And the cracking of the egg, you have to wait longer and longer. And each time you crack it, you wait longer before the next crack. But the result is more points. And that, my friends, was the timer sound that indicates that time is up and I can do another care action again if I want to. We'll do that in a minute.
299 points.
So the changing table is 299 points. I want to see if there's an egg here now.
Baby, changing table, score, baby, score. Changing, baby, 200, changing, purchase by necessary cat bar, main.
Okay.
1 of 8.
No, there's not an egg in the room yet. Now, what I could do is I could check other rooms to see if the egg is there. But what I want to do is I want to exit the room, do something else, and then go back to the room and see if the egg has appeared there. So I'm going to go do another care action.
Care, tap, main. You earn 5 points for each care action taken. Bubbles plus 5 points. Speech off.
So here's the sound for the bubbles care action. Just like blowing through a straw. It's so cute. Okay.
Speech on. Baby adopted.
Ah. This is something that has been added as well. Advertisements! Yay! Last time I did this podcast, you didn't have to wait for an advertisement to be done and close out of it. And what I hate about this is a lot of games have this thing where you get to watch an ad and you get some sort of reward. This is not the case here.
App Store. Garden Joy. Design and makeover. Cozy home and house landscaping button.
Okay, so see, these are ads for different apps and whatnot. So,
App Store, app, get in app purchases button.
Something else I don't like about these ads is that you have to explore by touch to find the close button if there is one at all. You can't just swipe over to it. And if there's not a close button, you have to close the entire app and reopen it. I hate that. But,
App Store button.
Found it.
Close. Baby adopter dress up. Hair. Petting.
Okay. Got out of the ad. I understand that these apps need to make money, my friends, but I really wish that ads were more voiceover accessible, don't we all?
Tab bar. Select egg match. Tab close. Baby room. Tab. 5 of 8.
Oh, and by the way, I've tried my 2-finger scrub gesture to get out of ads, and it doesn't always work either. So. All right, let's see if there's any egg in the room now.
Float egg campaign by necessary purchase point. Changing table, 200, baby room, changing score, 85 points. Baby room, heading.
Okay, so my score is now at 85 points and there's still not an egg in the room.
Tab box, simmer, tab, costume, select, simmer, tab, 7 of 8.
There's a room called the summer room here, and I love the sound effect that it
speech off
makes when you go in here. It's like the beach. It's so cute.
Speech on.
Okay, let's see if there's an egg in here. So these eggs are like the mini trophy creatures that you can collect in other games. But the difference is that this app now has other rooms to it, and you can change costumes for the baby.
Cost baby float egg made by necessary purchase point bucket and shovel image. Purchase.
Okay, so the first thing that you have to buy in each room is usually 0 points. They give you one item per room to get you started.
0 point, simmer, buckle, score,
oh.
8, simmer, heading.
Yep, there's my timer again. But I want to get the bucket and shovel.
Zero point, bucket and shovel, image. Beach map, image.
And then it shows me the next image of what I have to buy, which is the beach mat.
Light green egg with dark green dot.
Aha! There it is!
No cracks yet.
Our first egg. Now, here's what I want to show you. The egg, and this is a little hint that it took me quite a while to figure out. You're going to want to go into your if you want to play this game and you want to hatch these eggs, you're going to want to go into your voiceover verbosity settings and turn on image descriptions to always, and also turn on speak voiceover hints. Otherwise, voiceover is not going to detect the images of these eggs. I learned that the hard way. In other apps, it was doing it. In this app, it used to do it, and then they did an update and it stopped doing it. So that's another change I want to point out. Now, another thing, so that you can narrow down where in the room your egg will appear. Luckily, it always appears between two things that VoiceOver says. My VoiceOver cursor is currently on the egg. If I swipe to the left,
purchase points, karma for faster progress through the game. Purchase points and karma will be added to your score. In addition, ads will not be displayed anymore. Image.
That is a button that will allow you to purchase more game points for real money. And if I swipe to the right of the egg,
like buy necessary stuff for your summer and set it up.
It gives you the instructions. So the eggs will always appear between the purchase points button and the buy necessary stuff for your insert room name here and set it up. Again, don't navigate away from this room if you want to crack the egg right away. Because like this egg here,
light green egg with dark green dots, image. No cracks yet.
No cracks yet, it hasn't been cracked. So if I move away from this room by clicking on another tab or purchasing another item in this room, the egg could disappear because I haven't cracked it yet. Now, if I double tap on this and crack it once, then it won't disappear, okay? And let me turn speech off again.
Speech off.
Because when I double tap this to crack it for the first time, it's gonna play the sound effect for the summer room, but it's also going to play an egg cracking sound. So I wanna see if you can hear it. Okay, that same egg cracking sound is also the sound you get when you feed the baby an egg. There's an option to feed an egg in the main tab. Just so you know, that has nothing to do with cracking these eggs though, so don't get excited.
Speech on.
Okay, I want to show you the other rooms that are available.
By necessary care, egg, close the baby room costumes. Tab, 6 of 8.
So the costumes tab is where you can change the baby's clothes from the items that you've already purchased.
Selected, simmer, tab, 7 of 8, more, tab, 8 of 8.
And the more tab has other rooms. Now I want to go to the clothes store.
Select costume, baby room, clothes store, tab, clothes store, heading.
And I want to show you, I want to see if there's anything else I can purchase and show you.
Score, light pink pant, score. 135 points.
Okay, I don't yet have enough points for the default clothes, which, as you heard earlier, are locked. So let's see.
Dark purple pants. Orange sundress with short purple sleeves for summer. Image. Already purchased. Summer clothes.
Already purchased. Okay, what if I keep going?
Winter warm coat in dark pink color with four big buttons. Purple warm pants. Image. Locked. Winter clothes. 199 points.
Okay, so that one's locked as well.
Locked default clothes. 199 already purchased. Locked winter cloak. Purple pink shoes with pink with light pink sole.
Oh, okay, so this is what it's doing is it's giving you the descriptions and then...
Light orange, dark pink, locked default shoes. Locked summer shoes. Locked winter shoes.
Okay, and one thing I want to show you is you have to purchase all of the clothing items before you purchase the shoes items. And then you have to purchase all the shoes items before you can purchase the hat and the headwear. Even if you have enough points to purchase it, it'll still be locked if you haven't purchased a previous thing. So that is that. So I want to show you some of the sound effects for the animations for the care actions.
Tap, tap, tap.
I know that I've shown you some of them.
Your crayons plus 5 points.
So let me show you the crayons.
Speech off.
Sound. It's literally just drawing. And sometimes after you give a care action, it goes into an ad, and sometimes it does not.
Speech on.
Okay, so another thing is that since I already cracked an egg in one spot, I'm not going to get another egg to crack until this first egg is completely hatched. And that's good because I don't want to keep track of where multiple eggs are. So this way I can only keep track of one egg at a time. And my egg right now is in the summer room. So let me go and show you how the other rooms work.
Bump plate, walk to the park plus the cat bar, baby room, tab, costume, summer, tab, more, tab. Summer. Account, heading.
Ah, I'm in the more tab, but the account menu is still up.
More, back button. More. More, more, back button.
I know.
About, but, account, egg hunt, but.
Okay, so the egg hunt is gonna show you what characters you have.
Egg
Your
karma.
Goal is to complete the collection of mini characters. You need to find eggs, crack them, and fetch mini creatures. The eggs are hidden in game locations.
Okay, so that's what I described to you before. This tab will actually tell you what eggs you have cracked, what eggs you have not, and what the characters are. Most of the characters are fruits and vegetables, which I'm very glad I don't have to actually eat them because I hate fruits and vegetables. They belong in the compost pile or in this game or in the produce department or in the garden. End of disclaimer. Yes, I hate vegetables. And fruits. Well, fruits are okay.
Egg hunt. Ready.
Okay.
More. Back button.
So this...
Egg karma. 140.
So the karma is how many points you have, but it actually isn't because once you use your points and spend your points on items for your rooms, your point value will go down, but your karma value will continue to go up. So the karma value and the point value only match until you use points to purchase things. Now I've already purchased two things, but they were both 0 points. So my point value did not decrease.
Pink egg with 4 colored stripes. Mr. Caster, minimum karma, 0.
Okay, so it's showing me all of the eggs. I'm not gonna go through this entire list. But it's showing all of the eggs that I have to crack, and some of them are locked until you reach a certain amount of karma called the minimum karma. So some of them are like 65,000 or 75,000 karma, which is gonna take me quite a while because I'm only at 140 karma. So that's gonna take a lot. But like I said, feeding the baby, caring for the baby, cracking these eggs gets you points. Okay, and then when you purchase things, your karma value does not go down. Your karma value can only go up in this game.
Egg, more, back button, more.
So that egg is hunt. The egg hunt screen.
Closet for toys, button.
Okay, the closet for toys.
Score, 140 points.
So far has nothing in it.
image. Purchase points. Karm Kavbar. Main. Hurt image. More. Back button. More. Closet toys. Button.
But if I go into this toys button, it'll allow me to purchase toys. Each one of the toys costs 299 game points. So you have to, like, I did the math one time because there's like 24 toys to purchase and each one costs 299 points. So I did like 2,000 something. No, it was like 299 times 24 and it got, I think, 27,000 something points if you want to buy all the toys at once. 24,000 maybe? I don't know. I don't remember the math, but basically, each toy costs 299 points, so you multiply 299 times however many toys are in there, and I think it's 24. They say that the babies are supposed to be able to play with the toys. I haven't seen that happening yet, so...
Bathroom. But...
Okay, we have a bathroom.
Bathroom. Score. 140 points.
Which makes a shower sound. Always good to have a bathroom in your house.
Heater. Bathroom, 0 points. Heater, image. Curtain, image, 99 points. Curtain, image. Mirror, image, 400. Mirror, image.
Okay, so I got the heater and I got the curtain because I had 140 points and the curtain costs 99, so I went ahead and got that. So now my point value went down, but my karma value did not.
405 bathroom, more. Back button, more. Bathroom, play center, but play center, score. 41 points.
Now I'm down to 41 points. So this is basically what you're doing in these rooms is you're trying to purchase as many items as you can. And one other thing I wanted to tell you is that that little brrr, the noise that you heard when the timer for the care actions ran out is the same noise that you will hear when you hatch an egg. And it takes 4 cracks to hatch an egg, which is something else I want to show you. This app used to be correct on this, and it's not anymore.
Tab, book, summer, tab. Summer, school, beach, night, beach. Light green egg with dark green dots. Image. 1 cracks, 3 to hatch.
But yet, the instructions of the game say that you have to crack it 3 times to hatch it. When you don't, you have to crack it 4 times. Although I think what it means is the 3 cracks and then the last crack is the hatch. So maybe that's what it means. Now, if I try to hatch this or crack this before it's ready, remember I've already cracked this once, I have to wait a certain amount of time before I can crack it again. Otherwise I get this little dialogue.
Light green alert. Baby adopter dress up. Please wait 51 minutes.
Okay, so after the first crack, you have to wait 1 hour, then you can crack it a second time, then you have to wait 2 hours, then you have to crack it a third time, then you have to wait 3 hours before you can hatch it. So each crack, you need to wait longer before you do it.
Okay, button, summer, tab button.
Now let's go do a care action.
Main, grandma plus 5 points.
Okay, the grandma care action always makes me smile because I always imagine like this old lady saying, you know, oh, y'all come back now, you hear? But that's not what this one is. This is just a doorbell. Ding dong, F sharp and D. So that is that. Oh, and we get an advertisement. How lovely, how wonderful, how perfect, how absolutely meeperful. Meep, meep. And it's visual, so you can't tell what the app is that they're advertising unless you...
Speech on. Monopoly Go. Your family. It's your 4-3. Get. Monopoly. Get. Button. Close.
The beautiful close button has returned to us. Thank you, God.
Baby, a doctor, dress up. Hair. Heading.
And now we're back on the beautiful screen. Okay. Let us see. I want to show you there is a game in here, the egg match game. There's also another mini game in here. And apparently you have to do the drag and drop gestures in VoiceOver to be able to play them. There's also FreeCell. I haven't found those accessible. If anybody anywhere can tell me how in the world to play them, if they ever figured out, please let me know. I contacted X2 Line Games, which is the developer of this app and all of the X2 Line apps, and they just say, well, it should be accessible. We're sorry it's not working for you, and haven't really given me a lot of help. So I don't really know what to tell you about that. Okay, I want to show you this costumes tab. Like I said, this is the tab where you can go to change your baby into the clothing items that you've already purchased. So,
costumes, heading, score, 46 points. Default clothes, locked, default clothes, not purchased yet. Summer clothes.
So you double tap on an outfit to change the baby is basically what you're gonna do.
Winter clothes, locked, winter clothes, not purchased yet. Tab bar, main, winter clothes.
Now, as you purchase more clothes, they will appear in this costumes tab. If I double tap on the one outfit that's purchased.
Summer clothes.
Mama!
Main, heading.
It takes you to the main tab. Now, in.
More, tab.
The more tab. Oh, I'm still in the play center because
play center.
I never
more.
Exited out of it.
More. More, edit, winter, button.
So the winter is actually a room, just like the summer is a room.
Play center, but bathroom, choice, cloth, egg punt, account, about, button, account, button.
Okay, so the account button has things like restart, which is what I did at the beginning, turn off the music, and you can also turn the sound effects off. I don't like doing that because I do like the cute baby sound effects. And the last thing that the account tab has is an option to change your baby's name. I haven't done that. So I like the baby's name, that's why I chose Sarah. So see that sound effect you heard is the end of the care action timer, and it's also the sound you hear when an egg is hatched. The last thing in the more tab is about, and that's gonna tell you the current app version, and it's also going to ask you if you want to check the app store for other X2 Line games. And it's gonna take you to the app store where all of the X2 Line games are. It has a bunch of the games, which I and Lulu Harchin have both done podcasts on. And it also has, X2 Line Apps also has a bunch of games that are extremely visual that do not work as well with voiceover as the Baby Adopter games and the Scout Legend and Little Girl Magic games. But that is pretty much Baby Adopter Dress Up, my friends. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions, you can of course leave them in the comments of the podcast, and I'll try to check those more often. If you have an immediate question, I would definitely email, and you can email me at rainbow.girl.radio@gmail.com, and please remember that I only respond via email until I get to know you better. Happy Pride, friends. Thanks for listening to my podcast and American Siri Voice 5.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.